This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, you know that thing? TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can just do so much up there. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know there's a bunch of other shows you could be involved with, and you've chosen this one. I joke with you. It tells me, well, I actually thought a joke. You must have a high IQ if you listen to the show. So I do appreciate the time you spent with me. All right. Let's just get into it. You know, after the first break, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is going to join us. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the market, a lot of stuff going on with your money, a lot of stuff going on in finances. But I asked him to bring it back down to the rudimentary level. Let's explain. Let's talk about where you should be with your finances. Seriously. How much should be gold, silver, real estate, cash, stocks? How does inflation really affect the 9-to-5-er? How does it affect that person that's working a 9-to-5 job? So we'll deal with all that after the break. Get your pen and paper out. You're going to need to take notes. All right, so we've had this discussion before many times. Many, 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 many times. And as we've seen lately, right, the gun-free zones are not so gun-free now, are they? Maryland has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. But it didn't stop Tuesday's shooter, did it? Or last week's shooter, I should say. That still brought a gun to school, still shot the place up, but you can't get a gun. They're illegal. Right? Great Mills High School in Maryland. Many of us, when we saw that come across the screen, we immediately thought that, okay, another one of these Parkland shootings. What the heck is going on? But the shooting stopped within minutes. The shooter was, and I don't mean this the way it sounds, but there's no other way for me to put it. The shooter was only able to get to two people, two students, and one died. And the other one was himself. And it could have been worse. If we didn't have a police officer that was willing to engage on site, if we didn't have somebody with a gun, a good guy with a gun, that was willing to engage, there would have been a lot more dead people there. You know that as well as I do. You can't say, well, we can only guess. No, that's not true. And there's no reason in the world why you shouldn't be praying for the full recovery of the person, the other person that was shot. Now, let's look at the facts, and let's try to determine how this all happened, right? Now, we don't have all the information yet. You know how I hate jumping all over something. But the shooter, as in Chicago, right, the shooter possessed a handgun illegally. You know, and Maryland has some pretty strict gun purchasing laws, right? So they've got all these laws in place, still didn't stop them from getting a gun. Authorities identified the shooter as a 17-year-old, shouldn't have had a gun. Because of his age alone, he's not allowed to possess a handgun. Even for adults over 21 in Maryland, the process for purchasing a handgun is tough. To get a handgun, if you're under 21, I mean, if you're over 21, to get a handgun in Maryland, it costs you $50 in order to purchase, just to get the license. You have to submit an application. You have to be fingerprinted. It goes to the state police. They check you out. You undergo a minimum of 4 hours of a firearm training. Right? At the gun dealership, you have to apply to purchase the gun. You have to wait 7 days before picking it up. Even though you've been through all that other stuff and you've been pre-approved, you have to be approved again. And you can only buy one handgun a month. And you have to be over 21. So how did a 17-year-old get a hold of a gun? Apparently, he was unaware of the laws. Right? They want to push waiting periods. They want to push background checks. They want to raise the ages. Would have done nothing to stop the shooting. Absolutely nothing. Maryland also has a ban on high-capacity magazines and assault weapons. Didn't stop the shooter either, now, did it? Right? I mean, these are these nut jobs that think that if you keep enacting these laws, it's going to fix everything. It's going to fix nothing. As I said in the first hour, it's a moral issue. You can't have assault weapons. You can't have magazines that hold over 10 rounds. Did it stop this young man from getting a gun? No. Right? If you have a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine, it can't have any of the following. A pistol grip. It can't have a folding stock. This one I don't even understand. It can't have a grenade launcher or flare launcher. I know that every rifle I have, we look for the grenade launcher, don't we? That's the first thing we go looking for. I'll use my arm for that one. Thank you. A flash suppressor. A forward pistol grip.
All those things are coming there in California, too. All right. That
same stuff. Yeah, but, I mean, see, so think about it. It didn't help. Semi-automatic shotguns with two or more of the features listed above and shotguns with revolving cylinders. So even with all these laws in place, it didn't stop the shooter, a 17-year-old, from getting the gun illegally and showing up. And it took a good guy to show up and save the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher joins us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Someone complaining. You know, FP might be doing it to us again. But whatever. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the fix, if you would, right? I mean, otherwise you're part of the problem. You know, I just love to say that. Makes me feel better. You know, I always love when I have this guy on with me, because, again, I know you guys are sick of hearing it to a degree, but if you're new to the show, he speaks you know, financiers in a way that we can all understand it, easily understood, at least for me. And that's all I really care about right now is me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to kind of give us what's going on in the economy, what's going on with your money, how to protect your money, and what those fools in D.C., I'm sorry, what the legislators are doing in D.C. David, thanks for being with me today.
You're very welcome, Joe. It should be all about you when you're looking at your finances, just like it's all about everyone else when they're looking at their finances.
Yep. Hey, the Fed came out with a big announcement today. They raised their rate by a quarter point, a quarter percent. I mean, that doesn't sound like a whole bunch, but it does have an effect on the market, doesn't it?
Well, you know, this we saw a whole lot of volatility in the first 3 minutes. And it continued on, not as aggressive in the first 3 minutes. Stocks were up, the Dow was up a couple hundred points. Within a minute and a half, it was down about 95 points, so dropped half of its gain. And then, you know, a minute and a half later, it's back up at 200 points. The Treasury yields spiked up, came back down a little bit, not much as it went up. Like the Dow went up as much as it came down and went back up. So there's this yo-yo effect. It's, you know, you and I, the average investor, we ignore all that. This is trader-induced. Literally right before, and I've seen CNBC in my office on the television, the Wall Street on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, they were applauding loudly with the prediction of what's getting ready to happen here. So, you know, it's euphoria, but, you know, we ignore that. The bigger is the bigger thing to look at is the trends that not are a minute or a day or a week, but, you know, a month,
right,
a quarter, a year.
Right. Hey, but wait a minute. Come back to something. You know, when you say trader-induced, that's the guy that's having a cup of coffee at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he's bought a program that helps him buy and sell and in minutes and seconds, correct?
It's that guy, and it's also the guy that he's placing the trades through on Wall Street who is actually placing the trade, or what you call closing out the trade between, you know, you're seeing the movie Trading Places. It's those guys that are yelling at each other with tickets. That's the Chicago Board of Exchange. They do it electronically on Wall Street on the stock floor. In New York, so but that's that guy that's, you know, placing the trades that the trader in his home put through,
right,
on a short period of time. They call it day trading, swing trading.
There you go.
You know, it's a short period of time. It's not a buy and hold philosophy.
No, and the more seasoned guys, the more seasoned professional traders, if you would, are they easily swayed by these kind of things, or are they usually able to hold ground?
No, it's not that they're not making. Most seasoned investors are not doing what I do, watch what the Fed is doing, and making a trade in reference right after the Fed announcement or right before the Fed announcement. The seasoned investors, depending on what you classify as seasoned investors, if he's trading options or he's doing a swing trade, you know, that is a very seasoned investor, and he's going to react every minute, every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, and he's moving his money in and out. That's a certain type of a seasoned investor. Most people are not that type of a seasoned investor, but they might be investing in stocks for 10 years, 15, 20, 30, or 40 years, but they're not making short-term calls or short-term trades. They make a week or a month. They're called, a trending trade, or a six-week period of time typically is, you know, what those types of traders are going to do.
Right. So then this long-term, the quarter point, this is not going to affect long-term how the stock, how the market moves, right? I mean, because it's not a day-by-day. I mean long-term investors are going to look at this, and they see that the market's kind of settling in, or I don't know what the word I'm looking for here, but what did you call it? It's going to balance itself out.
They adjust to the Fed's rate hikes is what's happening. The Fed's been raising rates here now for a little over a year, and the Fed came out and said they expect more growth in the economy, lower unemployment. but they still want to hold the inflation rate at the same, which is the core inflation rate for the Fed target is 2%, and it's at 1.9%. So this means they're under target of where they see inflation. Therefore, the higher that target, the higher that rate goes above 2%, the more they have to react in raising rates. They did, though, say for 2019 and 2020, the Fed raised the outlook of more rate hikes to come, more than what they expected and said before. So we're going to have higher rates quicker than what the Fed anticipated a year ago for 2019 and 2020, which means we're going to have higher inflation indirectly by the Federal Reserve's outlook looking forward. What does this do to the market? Well, the market doesn't like inflation. The market doesn't like higher rates. The market doesn't like uncertainty. This bred certainty today because the Fed actually gave us a map, what they're doing here in the short term and what they're going to do the next 3 years. What it does, though, is it typically higher rates. The market does not like that. We're not in the higher rate environment yet. And getting to where the Fed target rate is, 3.5%, you know, 3 years from now, or two and a half to 3 years from now, in perspective, 3.5% of Fed lending rate is not a high rate. 5.33% is the average over 50 years. So we're still under the national, the normal of a 50-year rate, Fed lending rate. But, everybody loves this cheap money. Now the market's trying to react to what it's going to be like not having cheap money. And that's going to still yet to be tell. Most people are saying it's not going to react in a positive way. Eventually, we're going to have a change in 2019 or 20. And there's a lot of people coming out now saying that again.
Yeah, you know, when we come back from the break, a couple of things I want to talk about. Some people don't quite understand an inflation rate and what it does. You know, I always like to bring it down to the 9-to-5, or the guy that's busting hump for his family. You know, he's working 9-to-5 every day, or, you know, 8-to-4, whatever it is. And how does this whole thing affect him? Anyway, I'm Joe Mastino, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with David Fisher. After the break, what to do with your mega bucks, or a little bucks, or whatever. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastino here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
This is Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Get out your pencil, paper, whatever you need to get, and listen. Yeah, we're back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always have a good time with him because, you know, he can explain things that... Yeah, I turn on these financial channels, it's like, I have no clue what they're talking about. They lose me pretty quick. But David never loses me. And David, thanks for being with me and helping us understand what to do with our finances. It's a good thing to know.
Joe, once you were lost, now you've been found, but I'm not your savior.
No, you can be my gold savior. How's that? One of the things that we talk about, and people send me emails and they ask me and kind of go Google it, but let's hear it from you. You know, I said it on the way out last segment. If, you know, you talk about an inflation rate, come on, what does that mean to me? I'm coming home, I'm going to grab my six-pack of beer, I'm going to grab a loaf of bread for the family, and sit at my table. What does an inflation rate actually mean to the average Joe, if you would?
Well, unfortunately, grabbing the six-pack of beer and a loaf of bread, the Fed doesn't factor in food, housing, or energy in what you call the core inflation rate. Yet the last time I checked, we need to have food, we need a place to live, and it costs energy, electricity, and oil to run, put gas in our tank, in our car. Those all things cost money, but the Fed a long time ago took away those three components that are really probably the most important three that everybody goes by. So they used a different yardstick. Unfortunately, this is what, you know, why many people have accused the Fed as, you know, manipulation. They're not being, not only they're not being transparent, they're not being real on what real inflation is. Because the average Joe sees, you know, that. I don't know how much beer has gone up, but bread has gone up over the years.
Right.
Because grains have gone up over the years. And oil has gone up recently. And so the manufacturing cost to produce a loaf of bread has gone up. So where does that happen? It all gets passed off to the consumer in higher food cost. We've had probably higher energy costs. Gasoline is not going down, it's going up. So the cost of living is different than inflation. Unfortunately, the Fed does not use the cost of living, what we're talking about, as the metrics when they talk about inflation. They use other things. So just kind of take it with a grain of salt when the Fed says there's not much inflation. They are right with it when they said, you know, we've had lower unemployment. Unemployment's been going down, but also wages. We've had wages not responding in the last 9 years. So we're still in a predicament as a country. Wages are not going up, keeping up with the cost of living, because in the last 9 years, cost of living has gone up, but wages have not. So there's the parameter there that the Fed still doesn't factor in to, you know, raising rates. It's a little bit ambiguous. I think what will happen, though, is when we get to higher rates next year or the year after, that's when things are going to take a big change. You know, that's what we're watching. But right now, I think it's just kind of a little bit of volatility happening in the markets this year. Well, some of it's a lot, depending on what day. The 15th and the 30th, the Fed sells treasuries, and you can see a direct result of volatility in the markets 1 to 3 days after that. And that's what's been happening. That's what happened on Monday, and that's what happened on Friday. The Dow was down several hundreds of points. That's the Fed selling the balance sheet.
Well, you know what? You've been talking about this for a long time. You've been, you know, talking about how the market's going to be affected by certain things. And I never get nervous. You know, I love these people sending me emails like, oh, my God, it's over. No, it's not over. Just relax. You know, and I've been listening to you. And I got to tell you, you know, 98.9% of the time, you've been right on. And if you hit 100%, then there's something wrong with you. You know, I mean, you got an inside track somewhere. But, you know, one of the things you talk about on a regular basis, and I really appreciate it, and, you know, a lot of guys will go a third, a third, a third, but you actually go a little further with it. You say, you know, when it comes to investments, when it comes to your money, you should have 25, 25, 25, 25. And you go to, you know, real estate, stocks, cash, and precious metals. But the question I get on a regular basis, because people really don't understand the difference, is when it comes to gold, we'll just talk about that for a second, what do you do with the gold? I mean, so I buy a coin from you. I buy a you know, some kind of coin that's worth a heck of a lot more than the face value. You know, if the crap hits the fan, I go down and buy bread with it. What do I do with it?
Well, you're not going to go to the grocery store or the bank with your gold. Neither are you going to go to the grocery store or the bank with your stocks. So you got to look at it as just another tool in the portfolio that does something different in economic uncertainty that stocks can't do and cash can't do. So typically in, you know, let's go back in time, 2007. That affected just about everybody in the United States, if not a lot of people in the world. I mean, hardly anybody. In fact, I have not come across one person that said they were immune and they were not affected financially in any way, shape, or form from 2007. I've also found out that most people believe they didn't fix 2007. They just put a Band-Aid on it, which means we're going to have a repeat of it, which, you know, we talked about this last week on your show about this bill that the Senate passed. And if we have time, we'll talk more about that. That's just giving the green light for 2007 to happen all over again on the banking industry. And there's some good things in that bill. But back to gold and back to your question. In 2007, if you followed the plan that I've said for decades and decades, because I've been doing this for 25 years, August of this year will be my anniversary of 25 years,
wow.
And you followed the plan that I've said for close to 20 years is when I said this, putting 25% in stocks, 25% in cash, 25% in real estate, and 25% in gold, and 2007 happened. Here's what happened. Stocks came down 35-40%, and it took almost 7-8 years for people to fully recover that. And some people I found out recently, one person we're talking to out of California, they lost 70% of their money in the stock market downturn in 2007, and they still haven't recovered from it. So, I mean, but I'm taking the conservative number, 35-40%. That went down. Most people's real estate went down. So what was the purpose of cash? And what was the purpose of gold to have that? Well, cash subsidized the wages or was the cushion for when you had to retool yourself, find a new job if you're in that situation, or loss of income as a result of a massive downfall or recession that we went into, cash on hand was the subsidizing factor. Gold, so use it as that, as in a financial insurance policy. Gold was also a financial insurance policy because cash didn't go up, 25, 35, 40% to offset the downside of real estate going down 35, 40%, in some cases even more, or stocks going down. Cash was just a revenue source to subsidize your income or wage losses. Gold, though, was on the other side of the two scales of investments. Gold went up 51% the first year in 2008 and went on a multi-year run and went up 2.5 times within 3 years. So gold was the financial stability insurance policy that offset the losses in stocks and offset the losses in real estate. So that's the – did you go down to the grocery store to use it? No. They don't accept gold. They don't – neither do banks. But it's just like a stock, but it's something that goes up and is tangible when other assets are in volatile markets and go down when there's uncertainty. So that's why it's very important, because we're going to face another 2007 again. In fact, this time it's going to be triggered, in my opinion, by something I've been saying, the bubble that the Fed's created. And, anytime there's a bubble and it bursts, that's where we're going to have a huge problem. Well, this bubble is the biggest bubble in the history of my life and probably maybe the history of our country. When the Fed unravels the treasuries, and there's the problem that's now starting to come into effect. Look at what it's been doing to the volatility of the market. When they completely, fully start to unravel this, because they're still in the early stages of this, they won't get to the latter stage really till the end of the fourth quarter of this year and the beginning of next year. And that's where we're going to have some problems. Mark my words, this is my prediction. Next year, we're going to have some financial problems. And it'll be because of who's going to hold the dollar. Well, when that happens, you want to make darn sure you want to own some gold before then. And so I'd say I'd rather be 2 years too early than 2 years too late. My prediction, I said on your program in January, that we're going to have volatile markets and we're not going to have the same increases in the Dow that we saw last year, not even close, single digits. And look at where we're at. The Dow is flat and we're in the almost getting ready to go in the second quarter.
You know, he's always right on, and you got to wait. You know, if you want to know what this all means to you, the quote-unquote 9-to-5-er, stay with us. A lot more with David Fisher after the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait.
get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No time to waste. Let's just get on it. Well, we're back with one of the buddies of the show. I always enjoy when David's on with me because I really do get a lot out of it, and many of you have been letting the emails kind of pile up. Some of the questions you ask, go Google them. They're so easy. Oh, they're easy for me anyway. Anyway, David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always have a good time when he's on the show with me because he's not one-sided. He's not one. He doesn't have that mono kind of look at everything. You know, stocks and precious metals, bank, that's it. You know, he doesn't look at things like that. I always appreciate the way he comes at things. David, always a pleasure to have you on with me, seriously.
You know, you call me your buddy, and always a pleasure. If I'm getting ready to say a four-letter word on your program,
No.
I'm warning the listeners here. I'm going to give out the dirtiest four-letter word in the history of our government in a second. You ready?
Okay.
Don't believe me.
Go ahead.
Math.
Well,
the math. The government doesn't understand it. They can't balance it. They don't want to do anything about their spending. There's nearly ever enough for them in money, and they're clearly driving our country into bankruptcy. I mean, they do not understand a simple word called math. You cannot spend more than you take in. I mean, it's insane. I've said this before. I'm the voice in the wilderness of John the Baptist, so to speak. But I'm telling you, this is going to come to fruition in the next year or two, because this time it's different. We have an economic powerhouse economy, and during this time we should be paying our debt down, not going fastest in the debt in the history of our treasury ever, issuing treasury bills to suffice the massive overspending that our country is doing. It's insane. And while that's happening, the Fed is unwinding the balance sheet. China just actually confirmed here recently, the Treasury just confirmed that China, what I said on your program in January, that they might be selling U.S. dollars. The Treasury just came out last week, confirmed there was a massive sell-off by the Chinese central bank selling treasuries in the month of January. So, I mean, we're having these factors happening this time that we've never had before. At the end of the day, it comes down to math. Who's going to hold the debt of our country? Because that's all the Treasury is. It's just a debt instrument to allow us to continue to spend. And the national debt has grown the largest 36% recently. Jumped 36% recently in a single day span of $73 billion from what it was supposed to be, the jump. And it's crazy what we're doing as a country. But, you know, we think it's all fine. We're not talking about it because it's not a popular subject. But it is the undergirding system.
Yep.
What you call sovereign debt is the largest asset in the world. And we represent $40 trillion of $86 or $96 trillion sovereign debt.
What's a few trillion dollars among friends? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I want to come back to this. Look at just before we went to the break, I said consumer confidence is up. It's been up for quite some time now. Consumer debt is up though. People are at, way up there on the credit card debt and other places, and you're looking at a housing bubble. It used to be that the people could depend on the equity in their homes to live off of, but all of that is being consumed. But you've talked about it. Other economic experts have talked about it. There's still a bubble bust to come on stocks and bonds and in the housing world. Does this scare you at all? Your little crystal ball working at all in this area or what?
Well, come on. This is not an old news thing. This is a new news thing. This is an old news. You know, Scripture even talks about in 7 years of feast, put away grain for the 7 years of famine coming. Yep. What happens in human nature, though, is the way man has been as created, the fall of man still, we don't get it. We think in good times and bad times, and then we're come. And when bad times hit, we can't imagine when good times will ever come again. You know, but this thing runs in a cycle, and this is why during good times you pay down your debt. You don't go further in the debt because the good times will not last forever. It will change, and we will have another recession. Listen, it's simple as this. Out of 9 out of 13 times that we've gone into recession, when the rates become inverted, in other words, long-term rates, a 30-year treasury bill becomes less of a rate, cheaper than a 10-year note. Typically, the longer you hold out a treasury bill, the more rate you should be paid. What's happening here is short-term rates have escalated and long-term rates are coming down. We're getting ready to have an inversion. 2.9% is the 10-year and the 30-year is 3.1%. There's not much of a difference between those two notes. If we see this inversion, the likelihood of a recession coming is pretty probable, and that's going to happen sometime. They're predicting around next year where you're going to see this rate inversion. I'm talking technical, but this is just another huge and a very reliable barometer that says bad times are going to come. And when they come, you can't have this huge debt structure because that's when it becomes tougher to manage a high debt level. This is when you'll be paying down your debt. So, but, you know, in good times, we forget about that.
You know, I love when people, you know, talk about that they're comfortable, they can just pay their bills, but it's not always about just paying your bills. You know, you and I were talking during the break that in Australia, they use, you know, their house, the equity in their home is kind of like the retirement plan, if you would. We can't do that here anymore, can we?
Well, prior to 10 years ago, for greater than 50 years, prior to 10 years ago, that was the case. The number one assets that Americans always, and it was the dream of American dream to own your own home. You know, have a home, have a mortgage, pay that mortgage. And historically, for the most part, decade after decade, Joe, those homes escalated in value much faster than the liability of the mortgage that was on it. And it was a great asset to hold and usually the number one asset. That's not true anymore, and it hasn't been true for 10 years. And I'm going to make a prediction. It probably won't be true for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years until they get the debt structure of our country back in order. That's what's driving this thing. We made a shift as a country in 2001. The Fed made a shift. The government made a shift. And they've been propagating this 4 or 5 years prior to that, to saying how debt is a good thing to have. And now we're paying for the ramifications of having a high debt structure, and mortgages are a debt instrument. And when you have this environment where it doesn't work, now imagine how bad it's going to get as rates go up, because that environment was created when we were at artificially 45-year low rates. Now we're going to get to normal rates. This becomes even more exasperated. So until the country gets its debt in order, you're going to see, in my opinion, real estate not keeping up with wages, because that's the problem. There was not enough wages rising to suffice to support real estate prices going higher, because that's why you're not seeing real estate prices, move aggressively, 4 or 5%. That's an aggressive move in a real estate. 1% is not a normal to 2% a normal move in real estate. You know, we had 40-50% moves in real estate in 2006. That was unheard of. We're not going to see those types of years again. And I think that until they get wages stimulated, real estate's not going to be the number one holding asset. Since then, it's been 401ks, but unfortunately not everybody contributes to their 401k. This is why, you know, we talk a lot more than about other assets than just about gold. I encourage people, if you have a 401k plan with your company, contribute to it. It's tax-free. You're getting, if they give you matching funds, they're giving you free money.
Wow.
So do all those things.
I'm good
with
free money.
Set aside some money. Yeah, it's always good to get free money.
All right, you got about 2 minutes, my friend, so let's talk about the white paper that you've got. Time is up. Which bubble will burst first? Oh, boy, we went through all of that. Yeah. Where do they get the paper?
They can call our company, or they can go to our website, landmarkgold.com. They can call our company, 844-715-7311. By the way, on a side note, I was able to save somebody that wanted to buy gold that called our company. They've been hearing my voice on national radio. They called. They had a 401k. They liquidated. They went got their money. I said, let's undo that. Let's put it back in retirement. And they were able to do other things. They wanted to tie. They wanted to buy a burial plot. They were able to get all their goals and still buy gold, and they saved close to $10,000 in taxes. I was able to save them. Not a CPA, not a tax planner, but I know how the structure works. So, you know, we call this the financial blueprint. I can help a lot of people adjust the way they think and look at this and still get their goals and safety net there for them. So when this event does come that we're talking about, and it will come, they're properly protected.
You know, and again, it is really, people read, I used to joke around and say people are a victim in the last conversation. You know, in some cases when it comes to your money, you're a victim of the last crisis you heard about. And, you know, you watch these commercials and they're trying to get you, yank you in all different directions. And the thing about you that I love, David, is it's, you know, even though you're a precious metals guy, it's not all about precious metals. It's about a very, an equal and constant plan. And that's what I like about you. So, you know, people can get your white paper. They can head over to landmarkgold.com. Landmarkgold.com. Sign up for that white paper. You got to get information, right? You have to have information or else you do everything out of stupidity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Got a lot coming up in the third hour. You don't want to miss it. I'm not teasing you. Just wait till you get there. We'll be back in a few.